Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome to Fire Team Chad, IGN's Destiny show. Joining me today is Sean Finnegan.
Hello.
Fran Mirabella.
Hey, Guardians.
And we have a ton of exciting stuff to talk about. Bungie did their big stream reveal today. We're getting a new Prison of Elders, new weapons. There's some new enemies coming. Let's hop right in and talk about it. Fran, we have a bullet-pointed list of
notes.
Yeah,
can I go over the bullet points really fast? Yes. And then we'll dive in, I guess. Mm-hmm. The important need-to-know information.
Yes.
Light-level cap has been raised to 335. Mm-hmm. The Prison of Elders is back, called the Challenge of the Elders, and it's at level 41. And it has checkpoints. Yes, they listened. That's awesome. We'll talk
That's
more about
really
that.
That's really good. Checkpoints are great.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. But it comes with other rules. We'll talk about that. The original Prison of Elders will still be available, so you can still play that if you're leveling a killer character or new to it. King's Fall Raid will actually be updated. The normal drops will drop at 320.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The drops are just getting updated to accommodate the new light level.
Normal 320. Hard.
And hard at 330. Mm-hmm. And then they have a new quest, which they've talked about before. Blighted Chalice Strike, as a reminder. And a new strike, the Taken Strike, which is basically the Archon Priest. And we saw a little bit of that just in screenshots.
The Winner's Run Strike.
The Winner's Run Strike.
That's right.
Old trusty.
Yeah. Actually, I like that one. I like that one. Yeah.
So yeah, that was sort of the need to know. I just wanted to break that out at the top, but man, I think we're going to go all over. There's so much to discuss in
so
here.
So let's
start
with those checkpoints, because there's a caveat to that point. Yeah. How does it work?
Yeah.
So it seems
you're all looking at me. Yeah, I didn't make the game.
It seems like you definitely were like
I was all over,
this stream. You're like, oh my god.
So we should clarify a few things. That working at IGN today, Destin was working on the stream, publishing all this information.
Yeah.
So he's like back and forth between his keyboard. I was like live tweeting stuff. Sean, I think, was probably producing content
something else,
as well as like
I did
looking
not get to watch the stream.
So we're still catching up. But that being said, okay. So here's the deal. Challenge of the Elders, the big twist is that, yes, there will be checkpoints. There's randomized bosses. It sounds like there's going to be 8 total bosses, but it's 4 new ones. So what I take away from that, I think there were 4 before. They're going to update and put a twist on them, but there's 4 new ones. But the bigger twist is that it is going to be point-based. You buy a card, which is called the Elder's Sigil, and it's kind of like buying the card for Trials from Brother Vance. And so you get 1 per week for your character. And what you want to do is get 90,000 points.
That's to get the best thing you can possibly get. Piece of gear.
So this is the only part I'm not 100% sure on. They said it was 335 drops, but I don't know if it's the chance at 335. Armor, by the way, is what they said specifically. I think they were being a little vague, but they definitely said 335. That's where you get it. So the end game now is in Prison of Elders. If you were just paying attention, right, King's Fall, hard drops, only 330. So you're not going to get 335 right now out of the King's Fall Raid. Oh, and I think I heard that 335 artifacts will be dropping from the Court of Oryx to be confirmed, but I'm pretty sure I read that in the slurry. But anyway, so here's roughly how it works. The flurry of information is what I have to say. It was a slurry as well. So 90,000 cumulative points. So we're a fire team going in. So the first thing you're thinking is like, oh, man, I got to get 90,000 points. Technically, if you're just in the team, you guys do all the work, quote unquote, I can benefit from those cumulative team points.
Yeah.
So what you can do is keep checking in all week, getting back in there with your card. And it's like a punch card at
you
a sandwich
shop. You
want to
get it to 90,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a punch card at a sandwich shop, basically. You just got to get all your punches in there, and then you get a free sandwich, which is $3.35.
Yeah. So do you think the points are, I mean, obviously you're working towards it as a team, so does that mean like it's mostly time-based? Like the faster you do it, the more points you're getting?
No. Like, it's like
how efficient, how many times you're dying?
It's like assisted kills. But you're saying is there a bonus for time?
What I'm saying is like what factors influence how many points you get?
So they didn't reveal that, but if you watch the stream, one thing I picked up on, so everything is, well, not everything, but a lot of stuff contributes to points. Generating orbs contributes to points. I think there will even be specific pieces of the challenge that week, you know, whether it's this burn or this thing that might help. But precision shots, right, added more time, I think, of what you did. So
kills, how things are killed, assisted kills.
Yeah, all of the above.
Those are the obvious ones.
For example, when your team wipes, it dings your whole scorecard. And so, boom, whatever, you lose 5,000 points, just as an example. So it's,
well,
it's
you
weird.
You probably lose the points that you gain during that segment. I don't think it would take away 5,000 from your total score, would it?
That's a great point.
That could be rough.
So I watched it on the stream, and it was fairly significant. But the you might be right, actually, that it just takes away at most what you've earned.
What you earned from that segment. Yeah. Otherwise, it's eating into like what I did yesterday, you know? And I'm like, no! Like, I screwed up, and my whole team wiped immediately. Don't take away all my points from yesterday, you know?
It's kind of like
we'll have to try it out and figure out for sure.
It's good incentive not to wipe.
It's kind of like what the is it the last word quest or is it chaperone or whatever your cumulative KD you go up and then back down. I think you're right.
I signed into that old mode where you could just team up with your friends and just like just come over here and let me kill you.
Because
I tried it legit for so long and I'm just no.
The last word was my gun.
Yeah.
So I had no problem actually getting last word kills when to do that quest, but on a second character.
That's the chaperone quest, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, though. It was like you had to get last word kills, right? But on the second character, I just went into Rumble with three of my friends and was just like, where are you guys?
Yeah.
And just let me kill them.
Yeah. I've seen that happening before.
It's like, okay, I got past that dumb part.
But anyway, it's a new mechanic. So what I think is maybe for discussion, okay, we're super happy that there's checkpoints. Mm-hmm. And maybe we can talk about what we think of Prison of Elders in general, but this seems to indicate I'm going to have to play a required amount of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. So here's my hesitance optimism with it. I kind of burn out on Prison of Elders already. And they're like, they said this is going to be a huge update. Like everything's getting updated. But it really feels like the focus is on this new Prison of Elders challenge.
They never said it was going to be a huge update. They said,
It was going to be
significant.
Sizable.
Significant. I think was the exact word.
Yeah, it's definitely cool. It's not timed, so it's something that's coming to the game permanently. So maybe that's significant. In like maybe to them that requires
significance
or merits it getting the significant tag.
Well, significance is a nice word to use because you
each
it's
subjectively
relative.
Yeah.
They do think it's significant. Yeah. You may not.
No. I agree. I'm surprised it's so focused.
Yeah, but
you know,
but well, first just let's focus on the. Yeah. You have a mode where now you have to play and accumulate points.
Yeah.
And until you get there,
yeah,
you can't go to the final room and do your thing, I believe is how it works.
There's
no treasure keys required, by the way. So you just – or I'm sorry. If you want to get the 335 drop, I'm not sure exactly how you go collect it.
You don't do the final encounter until you get 90K.
Yeah, but you have to – and I don't know if the final encounter is driven by 90,000 points. But either way, you can't get that 335 drop until you've got it. So meaning, what if it takes an hour to do that? So the checkpoint's good, but no longer if you're just the way it used to work, which was annoying, actually, is if you were in Prison of Elders, right? You try to warp in while people were dying between matches.
Oh, yeah.
To just finish Skolas and get it out of the way.
I forgot you could do that.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, that was the only way to do it. So they added the checkpoint, but
That's not the – you could do it legit, Fran.
Well,
but
I meant is the only way to get in there and do Prison of Elders quickly was that, and hopefully you could even beat Skolas, cheese it. But it annoyed everyone that you had to play it from start to finish. Mm-hmm. But what if it basically takes the same amount of time to get those points? What's the difference? See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, nobody gets to cheese it then. So Bungie's solved their problem of, okay, nobody can cheese it. Everybody needs to do it at least once. But they can also spread it out throughout their week, right? So they could do a little Monday, they could do a little Tuesday. They don't have to do it all in one sitting.
That's what I was saying. It's like, as long as it doesn't require you to do it in one sitting, I think having a time requirement on something like that, especially if it's going to be for the top tier reward in the game at that point, I don't see that being such a big deal.
Yeah.
So let me do like, you know, if let's say it's an hour, right? You could do 15 minutes Monday, another 15 minutes the next day.
But the problem is with the rest of your team.
No, you can play with any team.
With any team, but if you're on the last mission and they're on the first one, you're like, okay, I have my 90,000 points. I really just want to do that last mission, but I have to carry you guys to it now.
Yeah, exactly. And then,
yeah.
And that's where, again, I'm a little unclear on how you go and collect your reward at that. Maybe you just go back to the Reef.
Maybe you just go to Varix.
Maybe.
Maybe it's like a punch card thing. Oh, yeah, okay, I got my 90,000 points.
Free sandwich from Varix.
Yeah, free sandwich. Yeah.
But the question...
I think that's probably how it would work. Otherwise, you get into this muddled mess.
So, again, the question I'm asking is, how do you feel about the idea that they said, we heard you, we've listened, you're getting checkpoints?
I like it.
Caveat, it may take you the exact amount of time to play through this.
Meaning, that's fine, because I can choose what days I spend that time. Like, I can do 15 minutes Monday, I can do an hour Tuesday, and then another 15 minutes on Wednesday and wrap it up.
But to draw the parallel, let's say you just want to defeat Oryx. Mm-hmm. You go in, checkpoint, just do that part.
Yeah.
In Prison of Elders, if you want that 335 reward, you can't do that. You can't, meaning you can't.
You have to play through each segment.
You can keep playing the same end checkpoint until you have the points, probably. But the point is, you have to spend a certain amount of time to get that final reward. And so it becomes, it becomes like Trials, where, sorry, you got to play all those matches, otherwise you don't get the reward.
Yeah. Okay. I'm okay with that.
I'm fine with it. It's just a little hoodwink of, we heard you, you get checkpoints, but what do they really do for you?
Well, we heard you get checkpoints, but guess what? You still can't cheese it. You have to put in the effort to get that cool gear.
And so I guess what I'm saying is, it's actually awesome if we're playing as a fire team, we can go in and pick up where we left off with actually is a much needed mechanic.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's what I was going to say it allows you to do is like,
That's how raids work.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's say your team isn't that good, right? And you spend a whole lot of time just getting the first checkpoint. A whole lot of time. And, you know, the night comes to an end. You're like, well, we all have to sign off. And tomorrow the checkpoint, like, there is no checkpoint there. Mm-hmm. You have to start at the beginning.
Yeah.
That sucks. Now at least you don't have to start at the beginning. You can pick up where you left off.
Yeah.
I'm happy about it, by the way. I'm just saying the grind is so strong in the game, man. They always find a way. Of course, it's built on that. Mm-hmm. But, have to get these 90,000 points.
I can't slight them for that. I think it's smart, actually. Because you have to put in the work to get the gear. And I like that. I know what you're
saying. There's no more Golgoroth checkpoint. Not Golgoroth.
Gorgon Chest.
Gorgon Chest, sorry. You knew what I was talking about. There's no more Gorgon Chest, which I think, honestly, is fair. That was a little stupid.
Well, that's good. I would just sign on my alts.
Yeah.
I already ran Vault. Stupid. Can I just check out that one chest for the two exotics I need?
You know? I just hope it doesn't take forever, that's all.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's the thing. I'll bet you it will take forever. You know why? Because as cool as this update is, this is all the stuff that we're going to get for another until Destiny 2.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Until the fall update.
We'll probably get a weapon and a piece of armor.
Remember, they clarified that the official Destiny 2 in full
still 6 or 8 months
is 2017 or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Announced at E3 this year.
Okay.
That's my guess.
But anyway, by the way, I'm super... I don't think so.
You don't think they'll announce Destiny 2?
No, they got to focus on the fall update.
We're
not going to hear about Destiny 2.
We're
going to
see a logo.
No.
That's a different conversation. Different conversation.
You're crazy.
But yeah.
Okay, so... We need to know more probably about the prison.
A footnote.
Right?
Destiny, all this stuff coming fall. Footnote, Destiny 2. And then Destiny 2, 2017. We will see the Destiny 2 logo at E3 2016.
You're dreaming, my friend.
we'll see.
And by the way, here's a reason not to buy this big thing that we just showed you. Trust me, they won't do it. Okay. So a couple other things maybe we should talk about. That I'm just going to read things that I saw. We have this big sheet. Who on Reddit had collected all this, by the way?
Looks like M. No, it's DTG bot.
DTG bot, okay. Yeah. So anyway, a couple things also to know. Varix, for example, on the score stuff, he'll take away some score. It had to do with the timer, depending on when you were supposed to be doing things. Mm-hmm. We know the prison's like that. So it is a timed event. Like I said, there's points for all kinds of stuff, from precision shots to orbs. What I did like was there's finally this is really the first time that it's a, I mean, you saw it in the raids, but there's a score. You can see how much score you got versus the others. So there's a
little competition. Yeah.
I like that, you know, that you can, like, maybe, you know, I don't know if there will be, like, you know, how there's Destiny Trials report on Guardian.gg or whatever. But yeah, it'd be cool if you had, like, some constant, you know, score rating.
Service record.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That sounds familiar. Halo.
Halo.
Yeah.
And also relevant, they noticed or noted that engrams will drop, and as well, you can complete bounties in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice, because before you couldn't complete your bounties in prison. Right?
I like that engrams drop a lot.
Yeah, I think that will help. So the treasure room is only once per week. You don't need a key, so you're going to basically be going to three characters, I bet, though, right? You think it'll work on each character?
Better.
Yeah, I'm sure it will, right? Like, meaning this won't be like where you only have one drop per week. It'll be like, yeah, it'll definitely be across all.
Because what would be the incentive to do it on other characters then if you can only get the chest once?
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be dumb.
Here's the only thing that I was kind of like, really? The raids, 330?
Yeah.
So, like, again, you're shoehorning us into that one avenue of progression of the Prison of Elders. You know, so now the only way we can end game now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like, come on, like, give me those other avenues to do end game. Like,
but what do you expect it to be?
Like, everyone's going to look the same now. Anybody at Endgame, they're all going to be wearing the same gear. It's the same problems we keep running into with Destiny, you know? I just want those other avenues to be open. Give us raid updates of all the raids. I mean, hey, okay, you updated one raid to 330 light. Update them all to 330 light. So I can have different looking gear than Sean, different looking gear than you.
I'm with you on that. We talk about it every week.
I know. I'm just bringing the point home again. It's just like, oh, you're so close.
Yeah.
You know, but you're still just
so
like
so far away.
Yeah. Not giving us those other avenues of progression. It's because they want you to focus on the new content. They want you talking about it, the new stuff. But it's like
new stuff.
Yeah.
Which is the old stuff.
I don't think that's true. I've developed a new theory, by the way. I forget if I mentioned it on the show. I think they have trouble maintaining the bug list, et cetera, across all these various things because it is a online shared persistent thing, and we've seen like just maintaining a raid period, you fix one thing, it breaks another. So I'm wondering, is it hard to maintain Vault of Glass plus, you know,
well, of course it's hard,
Crota's End. No, but can they actually do it with the team size they have?
Maybe,
because we've also
they're probably fractured also, because we know they're working on Destiny 2, so some people are doing that, some people are doing this game, some people are working on the DLC for the fall,
because it is, to your point, it seems so easy.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you?
You just did it with one of the raids.
I remember.
But you're not touching the old ones. Yeah. I don't get it.
Absolutely. Something's weird. Because I remember before Taken King was even out, I was like, this summer, very hard mode, Vault of Glass, right? It's coming. Why not? But nothing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm no game dev, right? But it's probably double click the app for the raid, change the slider to 330, right click export,
so
save
you
as.
Think it's easy. Yeah.
Done. Right?
But yeah, it's I know you don't think it's that.
But that easy, right?
Yeah, do you think they're like?
No, I mean, I'm on Destiny's
challenged
side. Like, I want them to update the old raids and stuff. I can totally understand if someone on the dev side was like, "Listen, it's not that simple.
Please
tell us
why you can't do it."
There you go.
Yeah, just like, you know,
that's the real thing that's missing.
Yeah, like, we don't have the time. We don't have the resources. We're working on Destiny 2. Whatever. That's all valid.
Why can't I play them anymore?
But just tell me, right?
Oh, you can play them. There's no reason for you to at all. But you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, why?
That's the whole thing. Is
there's
like,
no reason for
people
me to.
Only. I only want to do something in Destiny if it's like, right?
Contributing to your progression.
Exactly. Yeah. So give me a way to progress. One, that's step one. Make that way of progression fun. And then two, if you can, make it varied. Those are the three steps, right? Mm-hmm. Like other games like Diablo and World of Warcraft, and I hate to keep like bringing those games up. Do a really good job of this, like giving you all manners of different ways to progress, both in PvE and PvP. And so far, we just have seen Bungie kind of focus on one. Like a lot of the criticism in sort of the subreddits over the past 6 months has just been like, how come everything that Bungie does is PvP based? What about us PvE players? Mm-hmm. And so then they give you PvE stuff, but not to like the degree that you want. And so there's always going to be whiners, but like.
This is good. I don't
want to
say this is bad. I'm happy about this. I like that Prison of Elders is worth going back to. I like that it has checkpoints. I just, man, you just still have all this content that I have no reason to play.
Oh, totally. Well, I also am a little wary about it being 6 or 8 months worth of content.
Yeah.
Like, how do I not just finish this in, like, I'm 319.
May,
yeah.
A month, June, yeah. July, August, September. So about, if it comes out in September, I'm saying 5 months is what this needs to be.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, that seems to be the discussion you're having, by the way, which I think we need to know more.
We do have, instead of harping
on all the stuff that's missing.
Sure, we do have two strikes.
I will say, you got a couple strikes.
A few, like, story things.
A new quest.
New gear.
A new big quest.
Yeah.
New grind to 335. We know how getting to 320 felt.
Mm-hmm.
But that will fill some time, but it's only going to fill about a month, by the way. We know it. I suspect Trials is getting an update. I think
they said it is.
Did they confirm anything beyond that, though?
Well, they said, yeah.
They said sandboxes are getting updated.
No, right? But they said all the stuff you normally do, like Heroic Strike playlist, Court of Oryx, Trials of Osiris, all of those things are coming up to light level 330 as well.
Mm-hmm. 330.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not 335.
That's in the Bungie Weekly update.
Cool. They updated a bunch of stuff.
It's like a footnote, like right at the very bottom.
So happy to hear that. Plenty of things are getting updated to 330 light level seemingly easily.
Yeah.
Like raids. I said, I'm slider. Making a point there.
Are you sure they said that about Trials in there?
Yeah, I saw it. I read it. It's on there somewhere. Just look around.
So much information today. But, I'm a little bummed to hear that then, though, because I was hoping Trials would at least drop a 335. Like, really? Are we going to be back to that where I have to play Prison? Like, I have to?
Yep. This is what Destin's whining about.
You don't...
But they're always funneling you towards
so
one
time out.
Thing.
Like, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't Trials have a chance to drop 335?
Because they want you focused on the new content. They want you there. They want you talking about it focused. Hey, look over there. Look over there, because maybe you're right. They can't support 30 things that do that.
You finding it?
No.
Yeah.
It's on there. Are you on the Bungie Weekly update?
Yeah,
it's like a...
But what I will say is, okay, there's a couple things about the way this works. So they were saying armor specifically drops from the cumulative point thing. So mm-hmm. that's kind of your big objective, to get new armor. But they said if you get the high score on the card, the sigil for the
90,000.
No. Cumulative was like 90,000. High score was a lower number or something. But that's your high score. So that is personalized, I believe. But the point is, that is how you get a weapon drop from Varix, mm-hmm. is what they said. So does he drop 335 weapons, I guess?
So it doesn't specify the light level, but it does say difficulty and rewards have both been increased in Prison of Elders, Court of Orcs, Heroic Strikes, Nightfall Strikes, and in the King's Fall Raid, as well as Iron Banner and Trials of Osiris. Yep.
Oh, that's so glad to hear that. All those great pieces of content are getting a light level increase. I'm so happy about that.
Yeah. So we don't know yet, to be fair.
Definitely don't do anything about the raids, though. That'd be so bad, because that amazing content, people would play it then.
But that's the point. I think we're all saying, here's what I'm saying. When I look at this without even knowing more, I played Destiny 700-800 hours, whatever. I get it. It's going to be a month. I'm going to be, okay, I get it. Even like 2 weeks, maybe three. What's so funny? Why are you laughing at me?
I'm just giggling at myself.
Oh, well, I'm glad you think it's
so angry.
I'm not really angry. I'm bummed because I love those raids. And
they're still sitting there.
They're probably trying to figure it out.
In Destiny 2.
They're probably like, we're trying to figure it out, but we can't say anything.
In Destiny 2, they'll raise the light level to 400, but those other raids will be 350.
You made the best point, which
is... Destiny 2 will be furious.
I want to stop talking about it on this podcast, and they just tell me... Why?
So yeah.
Come back to it another time.
Why, definitely.
So, where I was going with this is, we don't know that Trials won't drop 335, but, amount of content, let's face it, we're talking like a month maybe. If you're a new player, plenty of content. We know that. If it's your first time, there's going to be a lot to do. This only adds to an already
robust
package.
What was light level recommendation? It was 280 or something like that?
260 is entry for Prison.
Yeah,
that's just like the low level stuff. But
but for this is
the hard,
41, so you got to be up there.
But 320 for the hard mode, or whatever.
For this Challenge of the Elders, or the new Prison of the Elders, that's taking people. It's level 41 enemies.
Correct.
So you got to be really high light level.
Oh, 42, I think, actually.
Yeah, actually, you're right. 42s. Yeah.
So anyway, the point is, I think it's only going to be about a month of content. I think that's why I hope Trials is more than just a 330 drop on the same Doctrine of Passing or whatever. Like, first of all, give me a 335 chance. That actually would solve a lot. It would make me want to play Trials a lot. But I also hope the sandbox updates that they're talking about are, like, we don't need to get into it now.
Return
I'm so
of Thorn.
Tired. Return of Thorn. Fix it if it returns, but get rid of res sniping. We talk about that. Let's wait and see what they say with the guns and stuff. But what I'm getting at is, that's my review of, like, maybe a month of content here for a hardcore player. Mm-hmm. I think that leaves 4 months of what we've been doing for the last 4 months, right? So I'm curious what you guys think with what we know. It's a little early to say. Yeah. We got a couple more updates, but where do you guys think it'll put us on amount of content?
As like time wise, a month.
You agree?
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
think it's going to be significant? Yeah.
I mean, I said that initially when you brought it up. I'm like, I'll this is probably a month. You're going to tear through those strikes. You're going to tear through.
I mean,
the
I'll
new
bet you
class.
We see people yeah. hit 335 in
a week.
Yeah, a week. Yeah. Two well, days. 3 days.
Because there's only no. one avenue for uh-huh. gear progression, and you can only get it once true. A week. It'll be extended.
Well,
sort of no, falsely.
Remember, I don't know. Let's put it this way.
But you
It'll
can run three characters.
Fast.
You can
yeah,
run three
if
characters.
You have the same three characters.
With the infusion mechanic, you can just infuse stuff up. So, yeah, you're
yeah,
going
like,
to get there
maybe
fast.
A lot of people have 320 stuff already, like, saved up that yeah. they can just, like, infuse, like, really quickly.
You guys
up there.
Know how it's going to go. To get to 330, no problemo. Because you can just play for a couple
raid.
Weeks. Yeah. Raid.
Yep.
Court of Oryx is the only way to get that 335 light drop. Mm-hmm. What about the bond? Where's that going to come from?
Wait, 335.
Iron Banner and
which,
Trials
which
of Osiris.
Which 335 drop?
But we're missing a piece. Sorry, the artifact will drop at 335 in the Court of Oryx. They confirm that. So we're missing the bond.
Court of Oryx.
So far we've got armor, mm-hmm. we've got guns, we've got an artifact that who says how often it drops? What if it only has a chance to drop once a week? I mean, we don't know how.
Then that would be so not
be
frustrating.
I don't know, but the yeah. point is it's going to be hard to get the artifact, and then you're without a bond. Mm-hmm. So where's that going to come from? Maybe that's where Trials comes in. I don't know. But what I was getting at is,
well,
if
that
you,
would suck. People if, would be super yeah. pissed about that.
I'm still
if
not.
If it comes from a PvP,
I still don't have my bond. So yeah.
you don't?
No.
You didn't get your chocolate one or whatever from the
no,
Valentine's
the ghost.
Day thing?
Oh wait, we forgot the ghost too. Sorry.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So and right. the ghost as well. So mm-hmm. we're missing components here. Where will they come from? SRL maybe, hmm. Iron Banner maybe. I don't
know. I was
going
to say SRL.
Well, Varix will
joke.
Probably give it to you. It'll probably be one of Varix's drops. Because he did a full armor set for first Prison of Elders. Yeah. So, yeah.
But my point is, you're kidding yourself that you're going to be 335 in 2 weeks? No, I don't think so. This is going to be
three characters.
I'll bet you someone.
Three characters with the infusion mechanic.
You're always
you're right.
surprised at how fast people get to where they're going. In
depends
these
on
there's
how
there's going to be some dude on Reddit yeah. that put in like that's his whole life and he's deleting characters and playing them
but you
so that he can do that
have
content again.
Three chances at what one armor drop. So mm-hmm. let's just write. I play three warlocks right now.
Yeah.
So actually, I'm kind of going back to that world. I know. I really want to start a hunter. But I'm going back to that world where I'm like, maybe I'll get all my 335 armor because I have a better chance.
It doesn't work like that now because of infusion, though. You don't need warlock. You don't need character specific.
Okay. True
gear.
On that. Good so, point. Yeah. But I do. But to get the specific armor, if you want to keep wearing it, you,
got
you
it.
Want that.
Yeah.
But anyway, you get my point, right? It's going to be a grind. So I think getting to 335 is going to take at least a month, if not longer. I think this is planned to take longer. That's my pure speculation.
The crazy player will be there in 2 weeks.
All right.
No, a week and a day. Actually, it would be a week and a day whenever the reset happens.
A week and a day?
There's going to be people that just run it and
I'll
rerun it and delete a character.
I'll bet someone spawns at 335 as soon yeah. as the update hits.
Update hits at 335. Peace, Bungie.
Did you not listen to anything I said? Where? The ghost. Where? Bond. Where?
Well, yeah. just because we'll we don't see. Know doesn't yeah. mean that it won't be, like, that it will be
know,
difficult.
But I've...
Like, what if it just, like...
I'll give him 2 weeks.
Hey, I'm just trying to spice things up here. But
two weeks and a day.
But I do think you
I'll
guys are
two
crazy.
Weeks and a day.
If you look at the 320 grind, it was no joke.
Oh, yeah, I'm still not at 320.
And they're in complete control of your ability to get 335,
you know,
and they do not
you're
want
right,
it to be too fast.
You're right, it's impossible. Because they're only going to give you one weapon type, and they're only going to give you one armor type.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm saying. You have three chances
yeah.
per week. And so okay. you only have six drops. You're already missing the bond, the ghost, and the artifact.
Unless it's different for each character type. Like if the hunter gets an arm piece and the,
I know, but
the
it's
warlock
a chance.
Gets a
so
chest
meaning,
piece,
yeah.
and then you infuse, you could do it in 2 weeks and a day.
So this assumes, though, that your Varix drop for the week could be any of the three. But yeah. what if it's only, like he does, it's only
all chest
rifle.
Pieces.
It's yeah. No, but he's the weapon drop is
the
your high score.
Yeah,
so, right, think about it. What if the weapon drop this week, because maybe that's how it works, is... a specific weapon. So they'll control your ability to get special and so on and so on. Yeah. So yeah, if you think, no way. So I bet you want to redo your estimate now, don't you?
Yeah. One week.
Thinking mathematically, I'll go back to a month.
Okay.
I think you can do it in a month, assuming that it's one of those things where he gives a different armor piece for each class.
Totally, yeah. But yeah. you get to, you know, who knows? I don't even
if it's not, there's five armor slots, yeah. a bond, your ghost, helmet, chest, legs, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I think I got
yeah.
it. Yeah,
no,
so
yeah, it's four. It's
so
nine.
That's 5 weeks it'll take.
Well, if you get perfect drops. And again, it assumes that you can even get a 335 ghost.
Somehow somebody will do it in a month. A month and a day.
Yeah. Well, we don't need to dwell on this, but you're assuming that they are going to release.
This is fun for me.
They have not said that the initial releases will allow you to get to 335. They said the cap will be 335.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
And they did that to us before where we just couldn't get the stuff. So
overall impressions, guys. let's just throw an arbitrary number score on this update so far.
7.8.
I'm not gonna score. It's way too soon.
I'm just kidding.
But
I'm gonna give it 7 Varixes out of 900 Oryxes.
I'm 8 punch holes on my way to 12 for a free sandwich here.
Okay.
You know, I have a feeling Destin's going to want to cut it off soon because we're almost to 30. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
We didn't talk about how cool the armor looks, some of the weapons. Can we spend a little time
on sure. The armor looks freaking fantastic.
Yeah, it's Tron-like.
The shader thing we didn't discuss. Mm-hmm. Here, let's first do that.
All right.
Okay, first of all, in the cutscenes, you see multiple times a hunter or two that have taken shader. Yeah. There's a rumor, there's data mining that suggests that actually you might be able to create your own shader someday. Maybe it's related to that, but possibly it's just a taken shader that you can get.
That stuff looks cool.
Yeah, in
fact, all the armor we saw and the promotional imagery and everything looks awesome. The character redesigns of the taken enemies look awesome.
So like,
artistically, they've never had a problem making cool-looking stuff.
Yeah, their art team is awesome. Yeah. So yeah, I'm looking, by the way, on Bungie.net, the new April update. You can find some of these screens as well from the actual video. But
that taken sword?
Yeah, there's a taken sword. There's some really cool-looking weapons. Mm. But there's this taken armor or shader. It's like House of Wolves.
We kind of covered on this last week, though.
Yeah,
you look taken when you put it on.
Yeah,
but
so
we've seen it on a few different sets of gear, right?
But the point is, we don't know how you get it. I'm actually still speculating. So everybody thinks it's a shader.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to play devil's advocate that
it's an armor set.
You're looking at this Malik thing. There's this new thing. What if there's a taken relic type
set?
You become a taken relic, so to speak. Like you know how you get
four
torn.
New bosses and a new strike. Like maybe each set. Each thing
but he's
you
not
need
talking
to
about an armor
this.
Set. What are you talking about, relic?
I'm saying, what if it? So we haven't seen this outside of game, in game, right? Sorry, strikes and stuff. Like, meaning, can you even wear this in the tower? First of all, I do think it's probably shader related. Maybe you earn it, but what if you become taken or take on some taken power to defeat, say, Malik or something?
Right.
Interesting.
You know, like they love their relics. Like you're either carrying. Well, in Prison of Elders, it was just the cannon. Mm-hmm.
But
nobody
all
knew
the,
what that
yeah,
was.
Like each of the characters become taken, though, so you're all gonna look that way at one point.
But what if exactly? What if only one of you on your team becomes taken for some reason?
I think you all would at the same time because of the promotional
you
imagery.
To, like,
you're all taken.
Not in this one.
Well, not in that one, but in the other one, all three characters are taken, and it's just like that would be confusing marketing messaging, and Bungie wouldn't have allowed that.
Yeah.
So you can definitely all become that. So it's either a shader or an armor set or an event that takes place within a strike where you all become taken or something.
Yeah, and you have to like buddy up
You know what?
AIs.
Maybe it's
convince them that you're on their side.
Yeah.
It honestly,
then you go back to Fault of Glass and surprise, it's a higher light level, and you get good stuff there again.
Right. So it's probably not that because I still don't. You know, canon-wise, even though the story's all over the place, I don't know how you would become taken and not.
Yeah.
But it's probably like Glowhu, if you remember, from Crota's End especially.
That'd be awesome.
Glowhu allowed you to be this super glowing blue. Everyone knew you beat Crota's End on hard mode.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's just that you've defeat Prison of Elders, Challenge of the Elders, on which is the hardest.
Oh, yeah.
You get
I mean, because like
random drop.
When you did Prison of Elders level 35 before, when it was the max end game, you got the ship. Maybe this is just that.
Something like that. Yeah. I agree. Like, it's a like, I did it.
Yeah.
Look how taken I am.
But
we all just look black and white.
Yeah.
The
you know what? We don't want anybody to look different. Just make them monochrome.
But it works.
Or black and white.
But
it
works because, again, in sort of this grind and whatnot, you want to show people you beat that hard mode.
Yeah, totally.
Which is going to be hard. We know that. So it becomes a cool way to do that. Walk around the tower. And you're like, oh, man, he did it. And then you get tired of it. You're right. You don't wear it anymore.
Yeah. What else did you want to hit on?
POE 35 ship.
Yeah. I did just want to say, I really, for the first time, I think, ever armor release, I'm looking at all the armor, like these cool.
You like the Warlock
a
lot.
Oh, yeah.
The Titan looks cool,
Titan
man.
Titan looks awesome.
It looks
with
all Tron-like.
Here's the deal. Yeah, you've got like that LED under the car, like lined lighting. It's really
Fast
cool
and furious,
looking.
Like,
yeah.
The Titan has a spoiler on his back.
Lighting. But I've always talked about, and even you see potentially the weaponry is getting some more like light up and glow. But I've always talked about like particle effects or glow.
Yeah, it's
looking really cool.
No, definitely.
I'm digging the Warlock's gear a lot. That red accent.
Yep.
Oh, very cool.
When you walk around in the game, like it can be like your shader compared to the light in the world, it can be a little tough to tell sometimes. This looks like it's really going to stand out, which I really think you need.
Remember
like,
when my hunter had a bone circlet and a bone cape? This is way cooler than that.
The horns are coming back as well, we know. So the Titan horns. But that, anyway, I thought that looked cool. I just wanted to make a mention of it. There's a billion other things we could talk about. But
you want
to
wrap it up?
We need more. You know, we got to save some for future episodes.
Yeah. This was a lot of fun. Very excited about the new content coming. I can't wait to hop back into Prison of Elders with checkpoints so I can take breaks when, like, I need to grab a sandwich for lunch or something.
Free sandwich.
Yeah, free sandwiches with using Fran's punch card. Yeah.
Varric Sub Shop.
Yeah. Every week, I'm going to ask Bungie, please explain why you can't update the old raids.
Seriously.
or just update them and surprise us. It would be nice to know why.
Yeah.
You know, because now hearing Sean caught in the notes, hey, we're updating everything else. Let's not talk about raids. Just the two amazing pieces of content that we put tons of man hours into. Let's not focus on those right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Yeah. Like, dude, we're even saying and not talking about it yet. Like, the challenges are not even getting updated in King's Fall. So a current raid still doesn't even get, like, what, different challenges? Because they just need to move the slider. Sean pointed it out.
Yeah, just file export.
Right, file export. Right-click save as.
Yeah.
But... yeah, explain that to us. This, like, you started talking about the roadmap is coming, blah, blah, blah. You're sharing more, but this is a perfect example. Whether you even know what you're doing with it,
slide
more transparency.
Us, man.
We don't
lie to us.
We don't. No,
we're working on it. We're doing it.
Just lie to us blatantly. We're working on it. Destiny 2's out. Hey, you said you were working. Yeah, look at Destiny 2.
It's still happening. When? No, no, no. It's
maybe
coming.
Maybe that's so. There's a perfect example, though. Maybe the hard reality.
That's totally what I would do if I was a dev.
Oh yeah, working on that.
Actually, the truth is, it's either easier said than done because if they have to face us and
to lie
us,
to us,
no, but
do what Sean would do. Exactly. Just blatantly lie.
No. If they have the exotic angle here. If they have to lie to us,
you know where I can't get those.
Well, they're not going to do that.
Think about it. If you lied all the time, that would actually establish a great baseline for what to expect, right? Because the audience would have no idea.
Right. You totally made me lose my train of thought. That's why I grabbed this. What I was going to say is, it's easy to say, just tell us what's up. But the reality is, if they have to tell you, it's too hard, guys. It's honestly not coming back anytime soon.
Yeah.
Revolt. So I get if that's the story. Mm-hmm. So Anyway, all right. So that's probably it.
This has been really fun. Like I was saying, really excited about the new content. Can't wait to find out more next week. Thank you for joining us, Sean.
I'm Sean.
Sean. I did that on the other show, too. Sean, thank you.
Wait,
Fran,
with a couple plugs.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to plug some stuff? Go for it.
As always, be sure to download the IGN app on your phone, on iOS or Android. Very important to us. Would really help us out. It's a better experience than m.ign.com. Check us out on PS4 or Xbox One. We're there. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Check out our Facebook and everywhere in between. You can follow all of us. I'm at Fran Mirabella.
At Destin LeGarry.
At Shot by Finnegan.
There you go. And then I also wanted to make a special mention, the Planet Destiny guys, I was playing with them.
Oh, yeah.
We were on Twitch going for my Scarab. I was playing with Pope Bear and some of those folks over there. But they invited me to be on the show, so it sounds like I'll be on the show tomorrow. Very excited about that. But likewise, they want us to be part of the showdown. You know, when you can game the matchmaking so we can meet up. I think we all know.
I will get destroyed.
Yeah, I'm sure I will too. But
I'm
for
so
fun,
rusty and crucible.
I will destroy, but you guys got to come over to Xbox One.
Yeah. Yeah, so Sean's on Xbox One, but I did want to officially acknowledge and thank those guys because they're awesome. We will figure it out. We don't know when the date will be.
Yeah.
And Sean, sorry, you got to get on PS4. We'll figure it out. But that should be fun. That was all.
All right. Guys, thank you. Thank you. And until next time, Guardians out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut. Melanie Linsky.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.